BSBeavers.com with Mike Kerfman, head women's basketball coach at Bemidji State. Mike, happy new year. You have a home series to start off 2014. I have Winona State Friday, Upper Iowa Saturday. Let's start with the Warriors. What does Winona State bring?
First of all, happy new year to you and everyone as well. You know, it's exciting to be home the first weekend coming back after break instead of just getting back and then having to travel. So we're going to try to take advantage of that against a very tough Winona State team. You know, they, like everyone in our league, I think could say the same thing. There's times when they've been really, really good and times when they haven't looked quite so good. We've been the same thing, the same way. So I think the key going to this weekend for everyone across the conference is who's going to be consistent coming out of break. We all had the same time off. That's required by the NCAA, so the break was the same for everybody, but who's going to respond well from that? And so hopefully being at home, having some momentum going into the break after the win against Minnesota Crookston, all those things are going to help us, but we know it's going to be a battle. Defensively, Winona does a really good job. They're one of the better defensive teams in our league. Offensively, they have a lot of motion and movement and screens on their offensive end, so we're going to have to do a good job of talking and communicating. So it's going to be a great test for us starting off this 2014 year.
No weekend's an easy one. Continues Saturday with Upper Iowa, team that you've battled with over the last few years.
Yeah, and they've made a lot of improvements, I think. They were probably one of the most improved teams the last couple of years in our league. They have a young lady by the name of Whitney Kiefer that is really, a handful. I mean, she's can get to the basket. She gets to the free throw line. She's just an all-around really good player. So we're going to have our hands full with her, but she's not. It's not just her, you know, and that's the thing. What you hope is you're at home the second day of a back-to-back. You know, they've been on the road for a couple days by that time when you play them. Hopefully that can help you. But we know this weekend it all comes down to, like we talk about every week, got to play 40 minutes of good, solid basketball both ends of the floor. If you do that, you're going to have a great chance to win. If you don't do that, you're not going to win in this league.
You've had the team back since Monday. You just completed your practice, final practice preparing for the weekend. How'd it go this week?
Good. I think it was, every coach would probably say the same thing. Monday was kind of getting your legs back under you and just kind of coming off that break. But I thought they worked hard. It was good communication. And then by Wednesday, and today, they're kind of back to where they were. You know, it takes a couple days. It's not like they have to get back in shape, but they just have to, it's like muscle memory. You just got to kind of remember. And the biggest thing is just get back into the competitiveness. Because you can work out at the gym, you can play with your high school team, do all those things, but it gets to be a little different. So I think it's been a good week of practice, and we're looking forward to being at home this weekend.
Mike, thanks. Good luck.
Thank you.